Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday, everybody. Remember, you can listen to Civic Media wherever you may go or be. Just download our free app wherever you get your apps from. Pick your favorite station. I come to you from 540 AM WAUK. And then you can listen again everywhere you are. We've got a great guest for you this afternoon. Her name is Emily Yee. She is the Senior Vice President of Inclusive Growth for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Emily. Thank you for making time.
Thanks for having me on, Maggie.
So it's bad. It's really bad, you might say. Donald Trump's terror of tariffs have been tanking the global economy over the last 3 days, and we haven't seen the worst of it yet. I want to remind everyone that the reciprocal tariffs have yet to take effect. Many of those are coming on board Wednesday, so we haven't even seen the full Monty yet. We are seeing layoffs of workers across some companies. Consumer sentiment tanking. Economists, we had Goldman Sachs for the second time in as many weeks today saying that we have a 45% chance of a recession. Some economists now calling it a certainty. I'll also note that the chief investment strategist at BlackRock, the world's largest money manager, posted today and said what the markets are trying to do now is not deal with uncertainty, but deal with the certainty of bad outcomes, and that stagflation, where growth or GDP tanks while inflation increases, that stagflation is basically to be expected now. What is this all going to mean for regular people, Emily?
So I think you hit the nail on the head, Maggie. These tariffs are bad for the American economy, and they're bad for American families. We are, you know, not just seeing the effect of tariffs, sometimes tariffs on, sometimes tariffs off, but we're going to see enormous taxes on everything that Americans buy that's imported, from groceries to clothing to household goods. And it's more than just the tariffs, some of which went into effect on the weekend, some more that are going into effect as high as 50% on Wednesday. But also a trade war where you're seeing other countries reciprocate and slap tariffs on in return for things that are made here in America.
Just today, I'm seeing reporting since I got on air that Donald Trump is threatening China, who is basically not blinking. Every indication from China is that they are going to match increases in tariffs with their own tariffs. That, from a global economic standpoint, is the trade war, quote unquote, that we're also very worried about. Donald Trump saying, since I've gotten onto the air, that if China does that, Donald Trump will slap, as I read it, an additional 50% of tariffs. When people look in their homes, when they look in their closets, in their garages, at their entertainment systems, at the devices in their hands, so much of those products, so many, a vast majority of consumer products have a component or a part or entirely manufactured in China specifically. Emily, what are the anticipated costs? Do we have average household anticipated costs? I've seen wildly varying estimates, but what might we be looking at for an average Wisconsin family?
Sure. So the average family, whether in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the country, can expect to pay about $3,800 more per year because of Trump's tariffs. That's equivalent to a 2.3% increase in inflation that we expect to see as a bump up in prices. And you know, that's just the tariffs themselves, never mind this ratcheting up that he's been talking about today, where he would not only tax China the 20%, he's already taxed us, you and me and Wisconsin families, 20% plus another 34% going into effect on Wednesday, and now he's threatening another 50%, which would mean that in essence everything from China would be double the cost it is now. And so you take something like, say a car seat for your kid that costs you know, costs $50 now that's going to cost $100. You take something like an item of clothing and you've doubled the price for that. So it's going to be a lot of things. And it's not, you know, this is at a pace and without the sort of investments that you would want to be able to, you know, make some of this stuff here in America. And it's also on a scale that we just can't possibly, you know, can't possibly respond to. And so American families are going to pay the price in terms of higher costs.
One of the things, Emily, that really concerns me is that these estimates are estimates as of best information today, right? And as the economy worsens, in fact, if the pace of, if we do end up seeing a full-blown recession, if we see persistent stagflation, if economic forecasts continue to build into pricing this pervasive pessimism, these numbers could actually get much worse for families. And we haven't talked about folks that are in retirement or near to retirement who are on a fixed income. Howard Lutnick over the weekend telling Americans, listen, suck it up. Stop worrying about your 401ks so much. What do retirees face in this kind of an economic environment, Emily?
Ooh, I'd be worried. The stock market lost 10% in just 2 days after Trump's announcement. It, you know, is hanging in there today, but that, you know, it's not recovered from that drop. And I expect things could get even worse. I think there's still some skepticism whether he will allow other countries to negotiate this away. You've gotten conflicting messages from his advisors. Some say it's open to negotiation. Others say no, we're going to raise revenue. It's fundamentally contradictory what they're after, but I think if you see these tariffs go into effect, you will see the market react again. In fact, Goldman Sachs, in addition to ratcheting up that prediction on the likelihood of recession, also said in that same note that if the tariffs do go into effect the way that Trump has them scheduled to this week, they will upgrade that forecast again and expect to say recession is not just, you know, 40%. 45% going to happen, but it's likely to happen, more likely than not.
Folks, that's Emily Gee. She is the Senior Vice President of Inclusive Growth for the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Let's zoom out a little bit, Emily, and I'm going to spend some time, I don't know if I'll do it with you or on the other side, talking about what's the point of the tariff and the fact that there seem to be conflicting accounts. Nobody actually seems to know what the point is. But zooming out more broadly, Donald Trump has been promising tax cuts. Now, we know that in Donald Trump's first administration, that northwards of 85% of the absolute dollar benefit, as well as a huge proportion, even on a relative percentage benefit, of Donald Trump's tax cuts accrued to the top 1% of all income earners and the top 0.01% of all wealth holders in the United States. In other words, yeah, us regular people might have felt some sort of tax relief, but it was eclipsed to the tune of trillions of dollars by the benefit that went to the wealthiest Americans who least need a tax cut. What exactly is going on here, Emily? I don't, like, make the math for me. I can't make sense of this. We're tanking the economy. We're driving down economic growth. You're burdening American consumers with all the more expensive goods. At the same time, you're considering yet again giving a tax cut that will disproportionately benefit the ultra wealthy. How does this all work out?
It's not going to work out for American families who are going to be paying a lot more because of tariffs, but also not getting the benefits of these tax cuts, which are going to be tilted toward the wealthy. That's Trump's top legislative priority in Congress, is pressuring both the House and the Senate to pass this enormous tax giveaway package, which, as you said, is primarily stacked to the wealthy. The extension that the House of Representatives passed earlier was about $4 trillion of just the extensions of his earlier tax bill, $1 trillion of which would have gone to the top 1%. And that, you know, supposedly the tariffs are going to pay for that. You know, the other things on the table are deep cuts to Medicaid healthcare for low-income families all across America, or possibly deep cuts to food security like SNAP. And that means that if we do go into recession, which could be likely, those programs are going to be there for Americans when they need them.
Yeah, it is certainly an incredibly bleak outlook. The very idea that we're approaching a place where the funding burden, like how the federal government is going to be funded, is being massively shifted. There was, even to the extent that you could make an argument that the rich were paying some share, right? The corporations are paying some share of the funding obligations, moving to a sales tax based funding system for the federal government, which is what tariffs are. They are sales taxes paid for by middle class consumers. That at the same time you're doing that, that you promise effectively corporate welfare and billionaire welfare, is going to lead to a revenue and expenses problem. Is this going to make the deficit better? Are we going to be able to reduce the deficit, which I hear Republicans talk about all the time? Or is it likely to make things worse and thus require even more cuts to these kinds of essential programs?
I think those are absolutely valid worries. So, you know, you have these tariffs, which may or may not raise revenue depending on how much they're negotiating and trying to strong arm countries into getting concessions or whether they'll just, you know, take them off because there is a serious recession threat. But you see, you know, deep cuts to the safety net. And you also see willingness among the Republicans in Congress to do massive deficit spending. To the point where they are rewriting the rules of the Senate so that they can spend trillions of dollars to pretend that their tax bill is free. What that means is a higher debt, national debt, which in turn means higher interest rates, which means that people, you know, you like you and me are going to be paying more for auto loans, for mortgages, and for other things that are crucial to making it.
Folks, that's Emily G of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to leave it there with Emily. Thank you so much. We're going to begin and continue, take up again my conversation with each and every one of you about the impacts in your family of Trump's terror of tariffs plan. I don't know how any of the math is going to math here, everybody. We talk about it on the flip side. What does it mean in Wisconsin and for your pocketbook next? Right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.